This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, it's Andres, and I'm coming at you with another walkthrough video, and this time it's locals.com. Yours truly has had a locals page for about a year and a half already, so you've probably seen me talk about it before, but maybe you missed out on how it actually works. So locals is, in essence, a competitor to Patreon and Subscribestar. Locals promises that it's not going to censor your content, and your content is yours to take with you. So if you want your data, you can take it with you. They don't get to keep any of it. It's just a platform where you can bring your community with you and make the service grow with them. Now, you probably noticed that I have two landing pages here. So this one's my community page. So you'll probably see it, the URL up there. This is theandresegoviashow.local.com. But when you type in locals.com, this is the landing page that I'll get you to. But when you log in, if you have an account, and I'm going to log in right now, you'll see what the landing page is like. And I'm in. This is the landing page, your feeds page. So if you have multiple communities like I do, here's mine at the top underneath the newsfeed. The newsfeed would just filter all the updates from all of your communities. But if you want to just filter out per community, you just click through them. Now, once you click through them, as for example, mine, you'll see at the top, the Andres Segovia Show. If I just hit the little arrow there, it'll open up as logged in into the page here, my community. Now, I'm going to show you really quick what it looks like if you're a member but not a subscriber to this. So let me just shut off this and you can see it as a member. You can try writing a post, but in trying to write a post, it's going to encourage you to become a paying supporter. So I want to clarify that you can be a member to a community. You probably just won't have access to all the interactive features in the community. You have to become a supporter of that community in order to unlock, say, a live chat, comments on post, and posting something of your own. Now, I'm just going to show you the supporter experience, not the admin experience, because if you look at the left-hand column now, there's other buttons like admin settings. You can see your statistics, messages, and others. If you want to see, because you're considering getting your own locals community going, and you want to know what that's like on the back end, so, hey, Andres, how does it look for you as an admin? What do you got to do to set it up? Then perhaps I could do a follow-up video to that and leave a comment, and I'll take a look-see and see if I could fit into my schedule. Now, to the left. Hit content. This thing filters out. This is what the big deal is, because you'll be able to organize all your content, in this case, videos, podcasts, PDFs, articles, and you'll be able to create playlists out of them. So I want to go to podcasts and highlight that, because you can sort these by recents. You can see my most liked, most views, and the oldest. But if you hit playlist, this is my favorite thing to do. You can create playlists, and these are the unique shows behind the show that are here. I used to have them on my website. I moved them all over here. So it's my old podcast when it existed, the Critic Corner that I actually host here with a co-host, the Soundtrack Corner, which is ongoing as well, and my new series, Ask Andres. So this is an example of what the experience can be like if you have a very active content creator like yours truly. But let me show you what Steven Crowder's looks like. Now, I am a paying subscriber, so as you can see, I do have an option to share a video or a photo, and I can do that. I just haven't gotten around to do it, but let me hit Mug Club. And as soon as that pops open, which is mugclub.rumble.com, you can see it on the app. In my case, I'm just going to hit continue on the browser here. So I can share some content here if I want to. I can share a photo, a podcast. What they really mean is audio, but it will be considered a podcast. You can upload a video, add a poll. Publication settings can be just for only supporters. And that's it. That's all I can do as a member of this community. So as you can see to the left-hand side, the only options available to me here would be the content about Mug Club members, notifications, manage support, and then switch communities somewhere else. And the last things I'll share at the top, just like everywhere else, you get a search bar of your own, notifications. This is what's been going on this section. And you get notification settings right here. There is no section to say send a message. In my case, in my community, I do let you send me a message. So you'll be clicking here at the bottom right where it says message Andres. I still notice the Amazon logo there. There is no advertising here. This Amazon logo is something that I put up because it hyperlinks to my storefront on Amazon. So just wanted to clarify one thing with respects to these landing pages. So if you go to locals.com and you sign in through there, it's the same username that you can sign into my community, assuming you're following or a member of my community. When you sign in on locals.com, you'll be able to see the newsfeed and summary of all the communities you're members of. If you want to go directly to one of your communities that you're a member of and you have a bookmark, say, for example, the Andres Segovia Show, then this is what it will look like if you're not signed in. So you can sign in or become a member from here, which would basically mean you're signing up to locals.com. But if not, say, hey, just let me see the content first. You'll be able to do that. And that's it for my walkthrough of locals.com and the Andres Segovia Show locals community. So if you haven't done so, by all means, check it out. The link is available in the description down below, and I would appreciate your support. Thank you very much. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. Stay in the know, and I'll see you on the next one.